We continue the shir on Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpot, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Mekach Umemkar, Halacha Gimel. Inyan Kinyan Sudor, Ushar Kol HaKinyonim. In this halacha, we're going to be explaining the Kinyan Sudor, the Kinyan that's made with a garment, and also other Kinyonim, Sheheim Mesira, Umeshicha, V'Hagboah. One Kinyan is giving something over, or taking the keys, accepting the keys of a new building or something like that. And then there's Meshicha, there's pulling the thing towards yourself. And then there's Hagboah, there's lifting the object up. Al Pi HaToyra HaMascheles, based on chapter 159 in Likutei Moran, which begins with the words Da Sheyesh Emtsoi. You should know that there is a go-between between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Ayin Shom Kol HaTorah. Study that entire Torah. There are many people that when they hear that word, right away they think we're in a different religion. But it's simply because they haven't studied Judaism enough. Very simple. If you study 33% of Judaism, then when you hear something that you don't know, you assume it's in another religion possibly. When all it requires is simply studying a little bit more Yiddishkeit and learning that there are things that you don't know and that this term is used in the Zohar HaKadosh, other Sforim HaKadoshim, and it's 100% glatt kosher in the right context. And if it's presented by true tzaddikim. The HaKlal, to review basically what Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter of Likutei Moran, Kiyesh Shnei Minei Limudim Bahatoyrak Doisho. There are two levels of learning and two types of learning in Torah. Yesh Limud Shel Hatzadiko Emes. There's the study of Torah of the true tzaddik, She'oila Lahashchina, where that tzaddik, when he studies Torah, his mitzvah, his Torah goes up, rises up to the Shekhinah, to the divine spirit of Hashem, Shehi Emtsoi Beinoi Yisborach Ubein Hoylam. And the Shekhinah is an intermediary between Hashem and the world. Now we know that when we speak about Hashem, we always emphasize that Hashem is one, Hashem Echad. And Hashem is everywhere, and Hashem is everything. So from a certain perspective, there's only oneness. There isn't even Hashem and us. We are part of Hashem. A Jew's soul is chelek elokam imal. It's a part of Hashem. So on one hand, we look at everything as being 100% oneness. On the other hand, there is a perspective that's mentioned in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, where it talks about Hashem Kaviyochel. It talks about the different names of Hashem. And let's say when we refer to Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, we're referring to the essence of Hashem far above. When we refer to Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Miloshen Odoin, ruler, Malchus, that represents the part of Hashem, or the aspect of Hashem, that comes down, that reaches all the way down to the physical worlds, including even this lowly world, this Olam Ho'asiya. And that name of Hashem is associated with the Shekhinah. The term Shekhinah is used also to refer to the Malchus of Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem. It's referred to as Knesset Yisrael, or Klal Yisrael. We are the Malchus of Hashem. Yisrael Mam Sheloisov. We are the kingdom of Hashem. V'atem Tioli Mamleches Koyanim. In this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal is painting a picture for us. He's giving us an understanding that there's Hashem, who's way, way up there. There's us, who are way down here. And then there's an aspect of Hashem called the Shekhinah. There's that aspect of Hashem which reaches all the way down to us. It's the part of Hashem that's most accessible to us. It's the part of Hashem that's most affected by what we do. When we do mitzvahs, we elevate the Shekhinah. When we do aveiros, we cause the Shekhinah to go into golos. It's the havdil, not to compare, a slight comparison. When we spoke previously, in the previous halacha, we spoke about seichel and we spoke about medame. We said that seichel represents the true intellect of a person. We said medame is the lowest portion of the seichel, the bottom part of the seichel that's closest to gashmius, the part of the seichel that can be most easily affected by advertising, by marketing, by all the tricks of the Yetzirah, by all the dimyonos of this world. So Rabbi Nazar says now there's the study of Torah, the true tzaddik, which goes, that tzaddik study of Torah goes all the way up to the Shekhinah, which is the go-between Hashem and the world. The Oz, Nase mehayimin vahasmoel shiesh baha Torah, shehim eishumayim, and then when the Torah goes up to the Shekhinah, when the Torah, which a true tzaddik is learning, goes up to the Shekhinah, we know that the Torah has in it a right and a left, a yamin and a smoil, kav yochel. There's a pasuk, oirech yomim biyamina, ubismoila oishabakovoid, referring to the Torah. And the Gemara says that a tzaddik who serves Hashem properly will be zochet to 310 worlds, shai oilomois. Shai is this yamin smoil, yud shin, yamin smoil, this right and left. So Rabbeinu, and we talk about the positive mitzvahs of the Torah, the 248 positive mitzvahs, that represents chesed, that's the right side of the Torah, kav yochel. We talk about the negative mitzvahs, the shesa lavin, the shesa gidin, which correspond to the shesa gidin, that represents again a concept of a left side of the Torah. And there are many different interpretations as regarding this right and left. But Rabbi Nazal says, when this Torah of the Tzaddik goes up, then from the right and left of the Torah, which are fire and water, we know the Torah is called both fire and water. The Pasuk says, Haloi dvorai ko esh num Hashem. Hashem says, my words are like fire. And at the same time, the Torah is compared to Mayim. The Gemara says, Ein Mayim ela Torah. So from them, Nasemehem Shefa Ruchnius v'Shefa Gashmius. From this Torah of the Tzaddik that went up to the Shekhinah in two forms, a right and a left, fire and water, from one of them forms Shefa Ruchnius, spiritual Shefa, and the other one generates Gashmius Shefa, materialistic Shefa. Hainu, this means Mibichinas hayemin, from the right side of the Torah, nase shefa ruchnis. That generates spiritual shefa, shehu shefa elyoin l'chol dorimala. This is a heavenly shefa, a heavenly sustenance for all those who live upstairs. Shehem, malochim, usrafim, the angels and the higher level angels. Again, they are being given shefa from the Torah that the Tzaddik learns down here on earth, that goes up to the Shekhinah and then results in a Shefa that supports and sustains the angels. Umebchinas hasmoel, and from the left side of the Torah, nase Shefa gashmius loilomos hatachtoinim. That generates materialistic, physical Shefa for the lower worlds, which means our world, the Olam Ha'asiyah. Now, Rabbi Nazal goes on to say there, Achlav kolodom zoiche sheyiel imuda yoyle lahashchina. However, not every Jew is on a level that their study of Torah goes all the way up to the Shechina. V'chulu, etc. And Rabbi Nazal expounds on that. V'oz, kishe'en limuda yoyle lahashchina. And then, when a Jew's study of Torah does not go up, rise up to the Shechina, Azai then, kishaloimed, when he learns, v'oz yoitzim edim ipiv, and when a person's learning Torah, he's supposed to speak the words of Torah. You don't learn Torah with your eyes, you learn Torah with your mouth. The pasuk says, ki chayim heim lemoitziehem. The Torah gives life to those who give forth its words from his mouth. So then, when the person studies Torah and these vapors of Torah come out of his mouth, v'teva ha-Torah she'yagbi atzmoy lamalo la'shchina kanal, and it's the nature of Torah to want to float up to the Shechina. Ach, however, she'eina yecholah la'alois, this person's Torah cannot rise all the way up to the Shechina, machma she'zeh ha'loymeid eina zoycha lezeh she'alimud la'shchina, because the person who's studying it is not worthy, is not deserving, is not religious enough that his Torah should have the power to go all the way up to the Shechina. Vehine ha-Torah sheloi misroi memes la'alo islamala. So what happens is that this person's Torah tries to go up, ach einu yecholah kanal, but it can't. U'besoich kach na'ase laila. And then while this process is going on, it becomes night. Va'oz yoitzin kol hagardine nimusin. And we know the Zohar HaKadosh says that at nighttime, when darkness covers the world, then the forces of darkness, the klipois, the sitrachra, they come out. Umakin oleha, and they strike that Torah. They try to beat that Torah down to block it, not to allow it to go up. Va'oz nispazeres zoisa Torah ba'avir. And then what happens is they smash that Torah, and that Torah spreads out, it breaks apart in the air. V'chol b'nei oylam shoyavim mizoyis ha-Torah sh'nispaz robavir. And all the people in the world breathe that Torah, they draw that Torah. That Torah that's smashed into the air, those sound waves and everything, that it comes back down to earth, and people are drawing that Torah. Ulefi mahu sa'odom shemagia lo yatoira zois keinasa mimena. Now, according to the quality of the person down on earth now who's receiving these particles of Torah that are floating back down, that will determine what that Torah is going to do to him. Ki odom kosher, because a religious person, oy odom godoil vitzadik, or a person who's a great person, a tzaddik, kishe mekabla me'elo ha-Torah she'nispazru, when they receive some of this Torah that's spread all over the world, azay nase etzloi mizeh tal Torah, then this becomes like a dew of Torah. Tal is a good thing, a quality thing, a blessing, v'chulu, etc. Lefi midas ha-mekabel. And all of this is relative to the level that the person who's receiving this Torah is on. Liktsas, for some people, nasim e'elu ha-Torah is chidushin d'oraisa. From these particles of Torah that they're receiving from the air, that they draw this into themselves, it results in new revelations of Torah. That this person's actually sitting and learning, and suddenly new ideas come into his mind. And he doesn't realize that these ideas could be coming from Torah that somebody else had learned that was not able to go all the way up to the Shechina, and the Sitrachra smashed it and caused it to smash apart into all kinds of particles in this world, and you're drawing some of those particles, and that's giving you the ability to bring forth new ideas in Torah. V'zehu b'chinas hayemin she'yesh ba'Torah. That's regarding the right side of the Torah. Havu mibchinas hasmoil, but regarding the left side of the Torah, nase hahefich mamish. What happens is the exact opposite of what we just said. Shehu lametes malochais, which are the 39 acts of work, which were the result of the 39 curses that Hashem gave to Adam and Chav and the snake in the earth when they ate from the Eitz Hadas. Shenase me'elu ha-Toyros. If the person is receiving from the left side of the Torah, then from that Torah that he receives, that generates the 39 acts of work. What do we mean by that? Shemagia le'elu shemagia levnei Adam she'enam ksherim. That happens from these Torahs when they reach people who are not so religious, Then what happens, what results is the exact opposite of the other tal that we just mentioned before. Hainu, bechinas lametes melocha, shem hefech tal toir. Hainu, shenis oirer etzloi al yidei ze, his oirus chodosh, letirdas hamasu umaten, uredivas apranosa. What happens is, when the left side of this Torah reaches a person who's not so religious, who's not, you know what that person gets? He gets new motivation and new inspiration to work harder, to put in more hours of work, to chase his tail even more, to chase after parnasa, to kill himself, to make himself crazy about earning a livelihood, to go to all kinds of extremes. Shezeo bechinas bezeya sapecha toichalechem. This is the curse that Hashem actually issued right after the Eitz Hadas, that with your sweat and toil and difficult work, you'll earn your livelihood. Vezehu bechinas hayemin vahasmoil sheyesh ba'Torah. And this is this concept of the right side and the left side that are both found in the Torah. Because in the study of Torah, that's of a quality that it actually goes all the way up to the Shechina. That Torah, the right side of it, becomes Shefa for the angels and higher worlds. The left side of it becomes Tal Torah, becomes Shefa for the lower worlds in the form of Tal Torah. I'm sorry, from the left side of that Torah results in Shefa for the lower worlds. However, but regarding those people who are studying Torah, and it's that they're not on a level that their Torah should rise up to the Shekhinah, from that study of Torah, it results when it, the right side of it, when it reaches religious people and really good quality people, it results in a do of Torah, where it helps those people bring forth new ideas and revelations in Torah. From the left side of it, that reaches people who are not religious, who are not interested in religion, and for them, it gives them more motivation, more drive to get deeper, to sink deeper into the struggle for parnasa, to work harder and get more and more overwhelmed and overworked in their pursuit of parnasa. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, study that chapter 159 in Likutei Moran well, because here he just gave us the major highlights of what Rabbeinu Zal says there. Paragraph Beis. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Vese bechinas masa umatn. And this is the whole concept of doing business and earning a livelihood. Ki ikar hamasa umatn hu bishvil levarer nitzoitzois hakdoshim hamaluboshim bekol cheftze hamasa umatn ki yadua. The main reason why Hashem designed the world in such a way that people have to do business, they have to buy and sell and give and is because of the fact that there are holy sparks that are found in everything in this world that people do business with, whether it's real estate, jewelry, house, anything, whatever it is. There are holy sparks found in there that need refinement. They need a tikkun. They need to be rectified. They need to be elevated and brought back to their proper place. The ikar habirur, the main refinement, the main work that we need to do in this world is to refine those holy sparks, to purify them, to strip away the mud and the dirt and everything. These holy sparks are actually holy sparks of the Torah. Levararam, to refine them, and remove from them, mibechinas halametes malachos, to remove from them the 39 acts of work, which represent a curse, Shehim bechinas bezei asapecha toich alechem, the curse that with struggle you'll earn your livelihood. Shemehem nimshochim kol iske tirda samasumat. That's the source of all the difficulty and the pain and the struggle that's involved in business. V'chol inyonei hamalachos, and all the different types of work. V'chol ho'asokim sheboilam, and all different types of business that's conducted in this world. Shekulam klulim belamites malachos. All of them are included under this umbrella term that's used throughout the Torah of the 39 acts of work. The 39 acts of work is a term that's used to refer to every type of work and business that's conducted in this world. That's really all about rectifying, correcting the holy sparks that are found in all of these things. Asher shoyrish halametes malachas bigdusha, whereby the origin, the source of these 39 acts of work, where is it based within the arena of holiness? It's all based on and found in the letters of the Torah, bechinas mitzoytzoyis hakdoshim, which are holy sparks. Utzrichin levarer kol elu ha'oseis vanitzoytzoyis hakdoshim mitoich bechinas halametes malachos, and it's our job to refine, to purify these letters of the Torah, these holy sparks that are found in everything in this world, to remove them from the 39 acts of work, which means to remove them from the 39 curses and bring them back, restore them into the framework of holiness, to plug them back into Hashem, back into the Torah. Shehem kol iskei hamasu matan. Again, in this term, 39 acts of work is included all types of business, all types of transactions. Paragraph Gimel, the Iker Habirur, and the main refinement, Mashanu Tzrichim Lehisyageya Veletroyach Levarum, this that we have to struggle so hard and work so hard to complete what needs to be accomplished in business, to be able to refine those holy sparks and bring them to their tikkun, Nimshach Me'elu HaToyrois She'enom Zoichin Lalois Lashchina. It really comes from, it really originates from those Torahs that are being studied in this world by people who are not on the level to have their Torah go up to the Shekhinah, and therefore, Sheheim Nispazrin Ba'avir, their Torah ends up getting spread out in the atmosphere, in the air. Asher lefo mimnas mehem lamites malochis, b'china zeh sapecholenal, whereby we said, sometimes that turns into the 39 acts of work. When it goes left, and it goes to people who are not deeply involved in Torah, then that those particles of Torah end up becoming fuel and energy to get those people to want to work harder, to get more involved in business and in work, in the pursuit of money, the excessive pursuit of money. And therefore, a Jew has to work very hard when they're involved in business or in work, to try very hard and beg Hashem sheyizke laseis kol halametes malochos v'chol iske amasumatn b'kiddush gedoyla, that I should be zoche to do my 39 acts of work, or whatever business I need to do, I should be zoche to do it with real holiness. Kedei sheyizke levarer mishom kol nitzoytzei oisyes hatoyra nal shenoflu shom, so that I should succeed in extracting from there these holy sparks, these holy letters that have fallen into gashmias, they've fallen into these physical, materialistic things. Shemehem nasu elu halametes malochis kanal, and they are the energy, they're the spiritual force that's causing all of this work, all of this work and business, that whole world. This is the problem. Now, what's the solution? Paragraph Dalid. Ve'i efsher levarer elu hanitzoytzes hakdoshim mitoch halametes melochos. It is impossible for an ordinary person to be able to succeed in refining and rescuing and extracting these holy sparks from the 39 acts of work, from the 39 curses, ki im kishemekashrim atzmon letzadik hador, unless a person really attaches himself to the tzaddik of the generation, shehu bechinas Yosef, who is the concept of Yosef HaTzadik. As the Torah tells us, ki Yosef hu hashalit. Yosef HaTzadik is the ruler, he's king. Hu hamashbir, he is the one who supplies. He's the distributor, the supplier for the world. You know, you have a factory, right? You have a factory that makes stuff, and you have the stores that sell it, and you have the people that buy it. Usually there's an in-between. There's the distributor. Factories don't go to the stores. The factories are busy cranking out product. They're doing product. Then they turn it over to distributors. The distributors have all the addresses, all the locations, and the connections to know how to take this merchandise and make sure it gets to the right place. It gets to all the people that really need it, that'll buy it and everything. That's the tzaddik. The tzaddik, kavyochol, Hashem, creates everything, makes everything. But Hashem gives everything to the world through the tzaddik yesoid. Again, when we talk about the midos of Hashem, we have keser, chochma, bina, chesed. All of them are like streams. Streams that are flowing with light and shefa, going down the ladder, going from keser to chochma to bina. And where does it all go to? It goes to yesoid. It all goes down to the yesoid. The Yesoid is the bottom of all of those levels of light. And it's via the Yesoid. The Yesoid serves as a pipeline and a distributor for the Malchus. The Malchus, again, is that aspect of Hashem that's closest to us, that's closest to this world. It's the Tzaddik Yesoid that takes all of that light and all of that shef on everything and delivers it to the Malchus, which means delivers it to the Shechina and delivers it to the world, to all aspects of the world. Shekol ha-mechirois v'kinyonim sheba'olam, all sales and acquisitions in the world, kulam nasim al yedei ha-tzadik ha-doyer, all of them are accomplished via the tzaddik of the generation. Shehu bechinas Yosef kanal. He represents is Yosef HaTzadik. Ukamei shekosuv, as the Torah says, v'chol ha'oretz bo mitzraimo el Yosef lishbor. The entire world went down to Egypt to Yosef HaTzadik to receive their parnasa, to receive their sustenance. We know the Torah is not a storybook and the Torah is not a history book. Every single thing that appears in the Torah is teaching us. Torah is Miloshen Hoyroa, to teach. The Torah tells us this to show us that it's the tzaddik in every single generation. Sometimes we see it more clearly. In the case of Egypt, it was obvious. Everybody saw. And sometimes we don't see it so clearly because we are living in the world. The world is oila, means ha'alama, where things are hidden. You don't necessarily see things clearly in this world. But in every generation, all the sustenance of the world, all parnas of the world, people are receiving it via the tzaddik, whether they know it or not. Shekol ha'oretz, the entire world, which means, when we talk about oretz refers to the lower levels. Shehim kol ha'olam hoiskim b'masa umatan. This means the entire world that's involved in business, the world economy. Asher be'emes lamitoi, where in truth it's baloney. They think they're involved in business. They think they're buying houses, cars. They don't see. They don't see what's inside the house. They don't see what's inside the car. They don't see the holy sparks. Just like you see a person who doesn't know anything about biology, the human being, they see a person walking around and he punches his hand back and they kick his foot back. They don't know that it's not the hand that's punching, there's a brain, there's a battery inside, there's a brain and there's a heart, and they are running the entire body. They're the control room of the entire body. They're the ones who are determining all the decisions, whether the body hits or kicks, whether the body, you step on somebody's toe and he screams, ouch! And he says, wow, that toe is so smart that it no toe is nothing. The toe has a wire in it that goes up to the brain, and when you step on the toe, that wire takes a message up to the brain and says, guess what, buddy? You got 300 pounds sitting on you now. Guess what you should be doing now? You better scream loud and pull your toe out of there as quick as you can. So again, it's the brain, it's the heart. Here also, we look at Gashmiyus things, we don't see the soul inside of it, which are these holy sparks, which are these letters that are inside of it. Asher be'emes lamitoi kol ha'asokim hu levarer birurim, where in reality, the real truth is that all business that's being transacted, it's all about correcting birurim, making these refinements. Levarer nitzoitzois hagdoishim me'im ki aklipois. It's all about rescuing and extracting all kinds of holy sparks that have fallen into the domain of the klipois. Asher kulam heim bebechinas yordei Mitzrayim, whereby all of these holy sparks and letters are referred to as ones who went down to Egypt. Egypt is the place of Tumah. Ki kol hagoliyos mechunim b'shem Mitzrayim, because we know the Gemara and Medrash tell us that the word Mitzrayim doesn't just mean Egypt. Mitzrayim means Yerida, Nefila. All the different exiles that the Jewish people went through, the umbrella term for all of them is Mitzrayim. Al shem shem meitzirim li Yisrael, because they constrict the Jewish people. They constrict us. They pressure us. The ikar hagolus hu golus hanefesh. And whenever we talk about exile, the real exile is not the fact that a person isn't in their homeland, in their country, in their house. The real exile is the exile of the soul. The real exile is when the forces of evil, which are the non-Jews, the idol worship, when they block a Jewish soul from returning to Hashem and from really attaching itself to Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, ze shenichnas l'toich hamas u'matn, a Jew who makes a decision to enter into the field of business, to go out to work, sheshom haklipois v'asitra achra achuzim, that's a place where all different forms of tumah are attached to what you're doing business with. Soviv hanitzutzois hagdoishim shebetoich hamas u'matn. They surround these holy sparks that are found in the things that you're doing business with, the money, the real estate, the jewelry, whatever it is. Alkein, ze shenichnas l'shem, therefore, a person who enters into that arena, who bebechinas yoyred legolos Mitzrayim, that person is referred to a person who's going down to Egypt, going down to exile into Egypt. Shekoilel kol agolis. The word Mitzrayim represents all kinds of golis, all kinds of yerida, all cases where a Jew is leaving the light and going into the realm of darkness. He's leaving the Beis Medrash, the shul, his home, and he's going out into the streets. Shehu bechinas golus hasidrachra lenefesh Yisrael ulhanitzoytzes hagdoishim atluyim boy. This is the concept of the exile of the sitra achra, of the Jewish souls and all the holy sparks that are dependent on each Jewish soul. Vazai kishanefesh Yisrael yored legolus anal. And then, when a Jewish soul enters into that golus, he goes into that arena of the workplace, the business arena. Dahainu kishoisek b'masu matan. It is impossible for the person to survive it and to succeed in accomplishing what he needs to accomplish totally, to purify all the holy sparks that are dependent on him And to get out of there alive and well, kiyim al yidei shemekasher atzmo yoz lahatzadik hadoer hamiti. Unless the person first attaches himself really solidly to the true tzaddik of the generation, shehu b'chinas Yosef, she'al yodoi kol habirurim sheboilam. The true tzaddik is the one who's really responsible for all tikkunim and all birurim that take place in the entire world. B'chinas, he's the control room. B'chinas, v'chol ha'oretz bo mitzrayimo el Yosef lishboir. As the pasuk says, the entire world, the entire land, went down to Mitzrayim, to Yosef HaTzadik, to receive nourishment, to receive sustenance. Shekol ha'soichrim sheboilam. All the businessmen of the world, ha'oiskim b'masu matan, who are involved in conducting business, kulam muchrochim lovoi begolos Mitzrayim. All of them need to know that they're going down into the trenches. They're leaving the Gan Eden, the paradise of the Beis Medrash, of the Torah and the Tefillah, and they're going down into the trenches, into the exile, the Egyptian exile. Sheshom kvushim kol hanitzoytzeis begolos kanal. That's where all of these holy sparks are trapped in exile. Al kein, therefore, kulam muchrochim lavoi l'sham. All of these people have to go down there b'shvil lahalois hanitzoytzes misham, in order to elevate those holy sparks from there. Ukishebolim l'sham legolos Mitzrayim. And when a person goes down to Egypt, what's the first stop? Tzrichen lavoi el Yosef. You got to look up the tzaddik. Where is the tzaddik? The Yosef atzaddik, the tzaddik amiti, lishboyer. To make sure that everything I'm doing is going via him. I'm making it perfectly clear that I'm attaching myself to him, and I want him to lead and guide and help me succeed spiritually and physically in accomplishing what I need to accomplish. Because all birurim of the world are all done via the Tzaddik Emes. This concept is mentioned throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, throughout all Sifrei Hasidus, and it's all based on Gemara also. It's mentioned throughout, we see it in the Chumash. Rav Nosson Zal's drawing on the Pesukim in Chumash. The Torah shows us clearly in the Chumash that there's a concept of going into exile. There's Eretz Yisrael, which is called Eretz HaKdosha, the Holy Land. Eretz Yisrael represents the shuls, the yeshivas. When one leaves Eretz Yisrael, he goes to chutz laretz, he's going chutz. Chutz means the place that is sitra achra, the place of tumah. And Mitzrayim is the bottom of the barrel. That's going all the way down to the bottom. And when you go, when people found themselves having to go to Mitzrayim, for what? To earn money, to make a living, for parnasa. That's what a person has to do. The person has to go through a major yerida for the sake of parnasa. But there's a lifeline, just like when a person goes down, down, down into a well or something, in order to make sure it's going to come back up, what does he do? He needs a rope attached around him. If they tie a rope around him and there's somebody up there holding on to that rope, then no matter how far down he goes, that person, if it's a strong enough person, the right person, he can pull him back up. That's the hiskashrus to the tzaddik, so that even when a person goes out to do this battle, where it looks to him on the surface that it's all gashmias. He doesn't know that there's all kinds of ruchnias stuff going on there. If he's attached to the tzaddik will manage and maneuver, help him maneuver things so that he'll succeed both begashmias and beruchnias. Paragraph Hey. Ki be'emes kol hachiyus shel kol ho'ilam u'maloyoi hurak mea toira kdoisha ki yodua. Because the truth is that the entire life force and energy and sustenance of the entire world comes from the holy Torah, kayodua, as is known. The Torah is called Eitz Chaim hi, ki hu chayecho, this is your life, this is where life comes from. Kamesha Kosuv, as the Pasuk says, Bereshis, Bora Lekimus Hashemayim Voretz. With Reshis, Hashem created heaven and earth. What is Reishis? Bereishis zeh ha-Toyra, shenikra Reishis Chachma. Reishis is the Torah, which is called Chachma. Ubo bara Hashem yisparach kol olam eloyoi, and it's with the Torah. The Torah was the blueprint for the entire world. Bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. Hashem created the world with Dibur. Which Dibur? The Dibur of the Torah. Vayoymer alekim yihi or. Vayoymer alekim, the words psukim of the Torah. Hashem said it, and the word baruch she'oma, baruch oymer va'ise. He said, and the words turned into action. With the Torah, Hashem created the world and everything in it. Vehi chius kol advarim, and the Torah is the life force of everything. Vechol hachafotzim kol advarim, hachafotzim shebo'olam, everything in the world. Nimtza shebekol chefet shebo'olam melubash boi oisias haTorah k'dosh shi chiusoi. So therefore, within every single thing in this world is found letters of the Torah, which are the battery, the life force of that thing. And if all of us were really good and really lived our lives properly, 100%, the way Hashem wants us to, the lilmoy Torah lishmo beemes, if we would learn Torah really, really properly, without any ulterior motives, without any wrong motives, then everything in the world would be perfected. Even the secular things, even the seemingly non-holy things. Because everything in this world receives its life from the Torah. However, as Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likutei Maran, that not every person is zoicha, that his study of Torah should be able to go up to the Shechina. And when the study of Torah doesn't go up to the Shechina, it gets dispersed over the whole world. And sometimes it goes to the left side, and it motivates and encourages people to get more involved in work, in the 39 acts of work. Therefore, a person has to really put real effort in when they're doing business, and to do everything they possibly can, that their business and their work should be conducted with incredible holiness, being really connected to Hashem. Ulai yizke levarer hanitzoitzois, so that maybe the person will be zoche to correct and refine the holy sparks, shem oisias haTorah, which are the letters of the Torah, hamelubashim balametes melachos, which are hidden inside these 39 acts of work, shenasu me'oisias haTorah, which came about through the letters of the Torah, me'oisias haTorah she'ein halimud koroi, the letters of the Torah from Torah that was studied not 100% properly, shenispazra bavir, which became dispersed all in the atmosphere. V'yalkein, and therefore ikar habirur v'atikin walidei atzadik hador shibchinas Yosef, and therefore the main force that helps to accomplish all of this is the tzaddik hador. Ki atzaddik loymei toirosoi lishmo, because the tzaddik, he's the one who really studies Torah lishmo, pure and purely for the sake of Hashem's honor and purely for the sake of bringing respect and honor and glory to Hashem. V'limudoi oile lahashchina, his study of Torah does reach all the way up to the Shechina. V'nimshochin al yodoi kol hahashpoi sheboilam, and therefore through him, through this tzaddik, come down all types of shefa for this world. Every different type of sustenance that's needed by everybody in the world comes down through this tzaddik's efforts. Shefa ruchnis v'shefa gashmis. V'afilu kishimagia lahatzadik elu atorah shel shar ha'olam she'einam zochim shelumdim yad hashchina v'limudam nispazer ba'avir, and when the Torahs that are being studied by people who are not such tzaddikim, where their Torah does not go up to the Shechina, it gets dispersed in the air, when their Torah reaches the tzaddik, afal pikein, despite, even though the Torah can't reach up to the Shechina, kishelimuda magil ha-tzadik u'emes, when that Torah reaches the true tzaddik, nasamize tal Torah, hefech lametalachas. The tzaddik has the ability to put a spin on it, to reverse it, that instead of it being lametes malachos, it should be tal Torah. A tzaddik can reverse the sign, just like tshuva. We know the Gemara says when a person does proper tshuva, his sins get converted to mitzvahs. How do you do that? The answer, it's simple. You go into a bank, you go into any place that deals with transactions, and you see on the paper, on the statement, it says minus 33,000 because the girl punched in a debit instead of a credit. And you show it to her, and she says, oh, sir, no problem. We'll correct that right away. Watch. Boom. Now check your account. You see it's a plus. The Gemara says that's what tshuva does, and the Gemara says that's what a tzaddik can do, because the tzaddik is the baal tshuva. He's the master of tshuva. He's the one who has the ability not just to bring a person, to erase a person's sins, but to help a person be zocha to tshuva me'ava, where the minuses become pluses, where the lamites malachos could become tal Torah. Nimtza sha tzaddik mevarer gam elu halimudim shel shar ha'olam. So we see that the tzaddik refines and corrects the study of Torah the rest of the world. Mibchinas lametes malachos. He takes it out of the category of lametes malachos. Ki etzloi nasa mihem tal Torah. Because when he puts it in his bag, when he puts it together with his Torah, it becomes tal Torah. Shem chidushin d'oraisa, which are new revelations in Torah. I've mentioned this many times in the past, but I consider it so special it's worth repeating. This takes me back 43 years ago approximately, when I first came to Breslov, and about a half a year after that, I made my first trip to Uman with two very close friends. This is during communist Russia. And in those days, there was no such thing as a direct flight from Israel or anything like that. We went from Israel, and we went from Israel to Vienna, and we had to spend the Shabbos there, and from there we took a plane to Moscow, and from there to Kiev. And we spent time in Vienna, I remember, and it was a long Shabbos afternoon, and we were in a shul there, and they had Sfarim in the shul. And I started looking around, and I saw Eitz Chaim of the Arizal. And I said, this looks like interesting reading for a Shabbos afternoon. And I opened it to the introduction. I wanted to see how Reb Chaim Vitalzal introduces the writings of the Arizal. And it's a very long, beautiful, beautiful introduction. And one of the things that he addresses there is he mentions the fact that during the Arizal's time, there were rabbis who questioned him. Who is this guy? A new kid on the block? And he's saying all kinds of strange things. He's revealing all kinds of things that nobody ever heard before. He's explaining the Zohar HaKadosh and answering questions that people didn't have answers for thousands of years. He's going into a cemetery with his students and he's showing them each grave, all the different Gilgulim, all the different reincarnations of this person, why he came to the world and what he corrected, what he didn't correct, and he had to come back to things that were unheard of, unfathomable. So, and there were people that assumed that, who knows, maybe he's from the other side, Chas v'Shalom. So Reb Chaim Vitalzal says, to those people who question my rabbi and who have issues with my rabbi, I have a simple response to them. Vitana Elokai Rebbe Meir, he refutes all of their questions. How? He says, because there's a mission in Pirkei Avos, I believe it's the fifth or sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, which begins with the words, Rebbe Meir Oimer. Rebbe Meir says, any Jew who studies Torah lishma, any Jew who studies Torah really properly, guess what's going to happen to that person? And he gives a list of about 50 things. The person becomes humble, fear of Hashem, respectful. He's beloved. Everybody loves him and he loves everybody else. He has Ruach HaKodesh. From heaven they reveal secrets of Torah to him. An incredible list. Reb Chaim Vitalzal says, I ask you, is everything it says in this Mishnah all fulfilled in you? Is this describing you? If it is, then it means you've already achieved the study of Torah Lishma. If not, you better ask yourself a question or two. You better ask yourself, hold on a second. He's saying that these are the results of studying Torah Lishma. If this does not apply to me, it means I have not yet been zoche to really learn Torah Lishma. Where he says, my rabbi, I and all of his students can testify that we saw with our own eyes every single thing it says in that Mishnah and things it doesn't say in that Mishnah. We saw clearly that the Arizal was all of that plus, 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 which means that his study of Torah was the real thing, was real Torah Lishma. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us that the true tzaddikim, I remember, I think I once mentioned this to Reb Michal Zichron Evrocha, about davening to Hashem to be zecher to learn Torah Lishma. And he looked at me like I was talking about going up to Saturn. As he wanted me to know that this term, learning Torah Lishma, is such a high level. It's not, you know, people assume that, most Yidden are learning Lishma, of course, right? Not so simple, because again, look what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that if you were learning Torah Lishma, you would have all of these unbelievable levels of Kedusha. And if you don't have all of those levels of Kedusha, you need to know we still have a long way to go. But Rav Nosson Zal shows us here that even we who are not on that level, and our Torah chas, might be the Torah that can't get all the way up, if a person is zeichet to be attached to the tzaddik takes your takes those Torahs, puts it together with his, and sends it all the way up to exactly where it has to get to. This applies to Torah, this applies to tefillah, this applies to all of our mitzvahs. We'll hold it over here for now.